from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I kind of feel, I don't know how to describe it, but from everything that we've heard, maybe they should hold off debuting that. It seems like every time the offense gets the pads on, it's kind of a dark day.
That's why you need to practice. That's why you need game simulation. That's why you need to play Caleb Williams Saturday against the Bills.
I understand conceptually what that means. I just don't know who he's behind.
Realistically, you've got to take your chances. I don't think you can risk and play scared. You're smart, but you can't play scared. And if you're scared of him because Bill Murray is in there, for instance, the blocker, not the comedian or actor.
Thanks for clarifying.
Just want to make sure you're not like,
I knew what you meant.
Loved him in stripes.
Yeah.
So you've got to see what you've got in a rookie quarterback. If you were dealing with a veteran, let's say hypothetically, Kyler Murray, not going to play in the preseason. If you were dealing with...
What is your obsession with the name Murray?
It's just at the top of mind right now.
Just kidding. Totally, Jeff.
So that's a different scenario. This one requires Caleb Williams to get practice snaps, especially when you have foreshadowed your intentions by saying 45 to 60 snaps in preseason is about the right number to develop the quarterback properly. If he delays that too long, you start to wonder about his development. You don't want to be in that situation.
I just, when I hear that five starters are out on defense and you got nothing done on offense again, It doesn't matter.
It's called Wednesday.
This is exactly right. It's August 7th. You don't get worked up about it. However, and I do say however, this is a team that a year ago started 0-4 and 1-5. Their first six games, nothing to write home about. That record kind of waylaid their season. So that's in the back of your head. You need to be able to open the season. You need to be able to prepare for the season.
Yeah, you
and
will.
And so if guys are hurt, hey, get better.
Get
if guys
better.
Are banged up, get better.
Get well
but,
soon.
But if you just don't want to practice, get out there.
Or get out.
Or get out, period.
Get out or get out there.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, it's rant-worthy, according to Mark Grody.
Grody's had enough.
He's had enough. Mark Grody has had enough. When Grody's fed up, Grody is as mild-mannered of a guy as you probably are going to deal with.
He is mad as hell and he can't take it anymore.
He is. He's one of those guys that when you know you have lost Mark Grody, that you have maybe lost everyone.
Assuming Nate Davis is healthy, he's your right guard. He said yes, 100% yes. And then yesterday we get this from Fluce being completely ambiguous, and I'm sick of it. Like, I'm done with this. Somebody needs to either tell us what's going on so we don't sit here and speculate and wonder, and I'm sure the Bears are pissed off too. I'm sure that they've had it as well with Nate Davis. But there is nothing that is being told to anybody about anything, and they're not being straight. And I swear to God, I was talking to somebody out here on the sidelines today, and I brought this up as kind of jokingly last year, and I might have even brought it up on your show. Like, does he have something in his contract where he doesn't have to practice in training camp? Because it's just uncanny. It seems like it's every day, and maybe he's injured, maybe he's not, but the whole thing out of the mouths of me and the coaching staff and Ryan Poles has been so ambiguous, and it's time to figure this out. It's time to name a center. It's time to name your right guard. It's time to stop playing games with an offensive line that's supposed to protect the generation. If you're going to do things differently, the Bears are going to be different this year, then they need to figure this thing out stat and stop playing games with it, because I'm sick of it.
Wow.
Grody's had it.
Grody drops the hammer.
Let me tell you something. If you listen, they're telling you. You're hearing it. The answer to these questions, it may seem obtuse, but it isn't. They're defining what they expect from their team. And Flusie, the last two times we've heard from him on this subject, has been about as plain spoken as he gets.
Mm-hmm. He's direct, and he is outlining more, I think, defined standards than he maybe had his first 2 years. And I think maybe the lessons of last year's slow start are compelling him to do that this season. I love Grody's urgency.
Yep.
I don't think they feel it yet, because I feel like they sense, they believe that what we just described, Matt Eberflus is being more definitive. He is being less ambiguous, and he is establishing a groundwork for and standards that certain starters have to meet, meaning Nate Davis. And if he doesn't, they're going to move on. And if they move on, it will likely be after the first preseason game. I think heading into this first preseason game, all that's happened to this point is it's been extra practice time.
Yep.
But now we're into the regular portion of the preseason. You see what you've got. You see who's available. The first preseason game is an opportunity to send a message and to start to establish a rhythm.
I'll be honest with you. I don't feel the same kind of sense of urgency that he feels, or the need for clarity. I think you're at a point in your preseason where, what are you, a dozen, 13, less than 2 weeks of practices in. There's a lot of guys that are dealing with strained muscles, with soreness in different areas. This is called training camp. And in the old days, you made everybody play through that, but you were aware of what was going on with them, and you had to kind of, definitely with veteran players, take it a little easier. This is just what happens to your body when you're back in an NFL training camp.
And when you're a veteran who is resistant or maybe reluctant to push yourself that hard until you know the games matter. And maybe over time, that's who he is, and that's the message that's being sent. You need to get ready earlier.
Yep.
I'm with you. I don't share the sense of urgency. I love Grody's passion with which he speaks, and I do think, though, I'm not ready to say, stat, they need to name the center. Ready, they need to name the right guard. They've got some time to play with here. They were reporters to camp earlier than any other team. So that's a luxury I think they can enjoy and take advantage of. Speaking of Grody, his next installment of Training Camp Live tonight at 6 right here on The Score. Training Camp coverage of the Bears presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I don't get caught up in much that's going on at this point, but I think you're correct. I think that it's time to start playing some football.
Yeah.
They took a game off because it didn't matter. It was a useless game, and everyone was cool with them deciding to do that. But the reality is that these games are going to start coming. These are preparation times. You need to get your operation up and running, and it's not bothersome, but I think it's interesting that you worked on all this, you spent the off season, you're doing all your stuff, you're teaching this and that. Then you get the pads on, and all of a sudden everything goes to HE double hockey sticks. That happened earlier in their first couple padded practices. The offense all of a sudden can't get anything going, and it's kind of happening again. So that tells me that they need more practice and pads, that they need to get ready
without
for
question,
football season.
You're one practice away from feeling good about yourself
that's
what training camp is. And I believe that even though you might be compromised medically or health-wise going into this first preseason game, that's where your offensive coordinator has to have enough of a grasp of the offense and enough ability to call plays that don't put your quarterback in harm's way. you can simulate game action without putting him into situations where he's dropping seven steps, where you need a good sturdy pocket. You can move the pocket. You can have quick releases and quick throws. You can hand the ball off, or you can throw it to DeAndre Swift and he can catch it with one hand, as he did in practice yesterday. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That guy's got good hands.
That was a great catch.
The Bears are proud of that stuff. So yeah. Shane Waldron can call plays that make it less obvious that the offensive line is still in a state.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A disarray.
And you know, I don't want to make it sound like the beginning of the season is the tell-all as to what the season, how it's going to unfold. I mean, you know, they were terrible when in their first season, and they won their first game. They won the first game of the Eberflus era, one of only three games they won. They won the first game, and they won the third game that year. They started 2-1 because they had the monsoon.
The monsoon helped.
And then they had Houston, which also helped.
Houston had many problems that year.
Houston, we have a problem. They were done winning in October.
They were.
Their three wins that year
and
were
the bottom
all in
fell
October,
out. Yeah.
And then they lost. That was the end of it. So I'm not pretending it's the end all be all. I'm just saying last year's problem was their start to the season, mm-hmm. and you came away feeling they were not prepared. They faced a Packers team that was starting a new quarterback. You thought, oh, this might be beneficial for the – it wasn't.
Wasn't.
And then you look back on that season, you think, well, that was terrible.
So you say to yourself, when you evaluate that, they need to take a different approach. And I think the rhetoric we're hearing from Matt Eberflus suggests that they're doing that.
I agree.
So that's a good sign. Speaking of Bears-Bills, so that's the game Saturday.
Yeah.
It made me reminisce a little bit about Bears-Bills in the preseason. Do you remember – when they played out there in 2009, I was telling somebody this story last night because we mentioned Jay Cutler on the show yesterday.
Yes.
And somebody mentioned that we'd mentioned Jay Cutler to me. And I'm like, Bears Bills 2009, Jay Cutler's first game in a Bears uniform.
Sure. I remember.
You were there. I was there. And Jay Cutler throws a deep pass to Devin Hester that's intercepted. And after the game, we got a glimpse of what Jay Cutler was going to be like as a quarterback. And the controversy with which he was going to be surrounded by when he said that Devin Hester was not a guy who would go up and get it and that the ball was intercepted and Jay Cutler threw his receiver under the bus.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what
happened. Gave us and I can remember because you were there.
Yeah.
I was there and it was post game and we both looked at each other and like, oh.
There we go. That's the guy.
That's the takeaway that Jay Cutler just said that his receivers – need to help him not throw as many interceptions.
One of those two guys is in the Hall of Fame.
One of those two guys is.
Just got inducted. And the other one did.
One of those guys is used as the example of a guy with great talent, but maybe not a great leader.
It's a great point. That's fairly interesting.
So I remember the Bears-Bills. I think that was the last time they played in the preseason there, maybe.
Yeah, I don't recall all the preseason games, but yeah, I remember that one because of the significance of the quarterback coming in and the feeling you had that all they needed, it was really interesting.
Well, it's what we talked about yesterday.
Now they got the quarterback.
Yeah, the first everything for a new quarterback. And Jay Cutler in 2009 is the closest thing we can, I think, compare to Caleb Williams 2024 in terms of the anticipation of a debut.
Right.
His first game in a Bears uniform created a buzz. And I think when Caleb Williams plays on Saturday, it will be similar to that feeling, if not exceeds it.
Yeah. And, I'm trying to temper expectations, both for the Bears and for the quarterback, because what we're hoping for here is an extended run. We're hoping for years and years and years of this quarterback. We're not hoping to just have the flash. We want the whole entire career. We want to see him develop and get better. I want to see him get better in the second half of this year than he is in the first half of the season. I expect growing pains. I know that there weren't great growing pains for C.J. Stroud, but that is more the exception than the rule. And I think that you've got to be aware of all that stuff. And again, we haven't been through it. We don't know what it looks like. So it's really important to go into it with kind of a lot of hope and also patience, which is something I've rarely seen from fan bases in this town.
Fan bases don't need to be patient, but they're going to have to try a little bit harder this year. I find myself, because everything you just said being valid and true, whenever Shane Waldron speaks, I listen a little closer because he's going to be tested. And I think a lot of the scrutiny that we typically assign or give to offensive coordinators and play callers is going to be exaggerated and even intensified this year because of what's at stake. And that's on him. How much do you trust Shane Waldron? So when he talks in days like yesterday, you pay a little closer attention because a month from tomorrow, I think we're 4 weeks away from the first NFL game on a Thursday night. So we're getting nearer, but we still have enough time to work out the kinks, if you will.
Yeah, I do not get caught up in form of a football team in the preseason. I think the preseason is it exists for exactly the reason you believe it does, which is to prepare you for the season.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're having issues with the offensive line and they just want to have the quarterback line up and run the ball and go through a couple calls and maybe limit the number of passes, if you feel like there's no protection, maybe limit the depth of the routes, whatever it is you feel you have to do because your protection is not full on.
Do it.
That's it.
I think the key is when you talk, you mentioned C.J. Stroud and made me think about last year and him and how Caleb Williams in this season could mirror that, or we're going to compare it to last season. You need to emphasize efficiency over explosiveness early on because you need to, as we talk about, develop the quarterback. You want Caleb Williams into the habit of not making mistakes, not throwing interceptions. C.J. Stroud threw 5 interceptions as a rookie.
Yep.
3 of them came in 1 game.
I know.
Think about that efficiency. So he was
a bad game.
Excellent, but not explosive necessarily. He was more efficient than most rookie quarterbacks are, but that's the model you want to follow if you're Shane Waldron and you're Caleb Williams, because the biggest way to lose a game or derail a season or stop your progress and development is to be a turnover machine.
Well, that's not allowed. And I mean, it's not allowed. So you can't be that. You cannot. Listen, we've seen Peyton Manning turn the ball over famously. We saw Troy Aikman struggle as a rookie. It just happens even to the great ones. But you got to protect the football at all times.
You got to protect the football. No doubt about it.
And I mean, that's not just throwing picks. That's not letting the ball
security.
Ball security is everything.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.